I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1327. Just say it. Why, oh why do we find it so stinking hard to swallow our pride and say those honest-to-God words, I was wrong. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Period. Full stop. No excuses. Just admit it. Just say it. Friends, if you've ever blown it and then stuffed it, you know it doesn't really work. We're created not to stuff sin, we're created to confess it and find mercy that I talked about yesterday. When we stop playing games and just say it, there's so many gifts waiting for us. Freedom, peace, honesty, grace, and yes, mercy. T2G is about love. It's about loving God and loving others. First of all, if you know that you are loved, despite, in spite of your sin, then you can be free to confess, admit, and live in that love with others. Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." So, concealing equals not prospering, not living a whole healthy life. Confessing and forsaking equals mercy. And James 5:16, "Therefore," here it is, "confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." But we're stubborn, aren't we? We try lots of other dead ends first. Here are a few from the book Proverbs, Stories of Wisdom and Folly. We try denial. We deny it, and we pretend it's not wrong, that we didn't do anything wrong. Or we try blame shifting. It's not my fault, it's their fault. Or comparison. You know what? There are other people who blow it worse than me, so I'm not going to deal with mine, admit mine, confess mine. Or we try balancing. Well, I've done some bad things, but you know what? I've done some good things too. Or we try religion. I'll just read my Bible more, pray more, go to church, give, and I can maybe make up for it, you know, make up for what I did wrong. Then there's activity. I'll just keep myself busy so I won't think about it. I'll just work more. I'll get into a hobby. I'll take a vacation. Or noise. We try to numb out. We try music or media or some other way to just numb out. Or time. If I wait long enough, maybe I'll forget it. Maybe the other person will forget it. Maybe God will forget it. My friends, confession. It's homologeo in the Greek. Homo meaning same, and logeo meaning to say. To say the same thing. To agree. It means to say what God says about that attitude, about those words, about that action, and agree with His charges, His verdict, His sentence. It removes our defenses. It eliminates our excuses. It involves doing with our bodies, confessing the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands, and then to reach out for the mercy seat of God. Here's the great question. Have you been doing some covering instead of confessing? And as Dr. Phil would say, how's that working for you? Will you take the brave step today of confessing your sin to someone that you've wronged and find the freedom that you're really seeking? Let's pray. Father, we're aware that we're not the people you meant us to be. We're not living the kind of lives you created us to live, and our words and our thoughts and our deeds don't always bring you the glory they were designed to. Father, you forgive us. Father, you forgive the way our plans and dreams and choices have damaged the world, have hurt each other, and created a barrier with you in our walk with you. And we ask that you'll not just forgive us, but empower us by your Spirit to just say it, to be honest, so that we can know your cleansing and renewal deep in our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1328. And in the meantime, this is so hard. And yet vulnerability and honesty really are our secret weapon. It's the key to letting ourselves out of prison. It's the way we can stop pretending and trying to manage our glittering image. We are not all we want others to think we are, and that's okay, because they aren't either. And God loves us eternally, completely anyway. Thanks be to God. So, let's just say it.